Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, our listeners are the best listeners in the world. When we give them a challenge, they go after it.
Yes, and it's not only they, it's we. All together trying to make this station stay alive. It's that simple. You know, David, I'm looking at this beautiful WAMC gigantic tote bag with the lockbox on one side and WAMC on the other side. And it just gives me such a good feeling that we're all in this together, whether we're making it together, that we have created a radio station together that won't go away as long as everybody does a little something. I met somebody on the street the other day who told me that he doesn't like the fund drives, and I said, why not? I don't know. I just don't like it. I know what that's about. Some people avoid the responsibility of keeping it going, but most people don't. Most people care and really love it and, you know, say, okay, so if it's $5, it's $5. $1,000 is $1,000. And that's what happens. Anyway, we're getting real close. We need about $130,000 to make it. We have 2 weeks to go. You know, my theory of the whoosh should always comes at the end, and now everybody's got to get going, or we risk losing that $25,000 from the Spitzer Foundation. And I don't want to do that. They're doing it to help us help ourselves. And so anything anybody can do, do it now.
WAMC.org. The great thing is that for every dollar you put in, we knock that time off the fund drive and get back to regular programming.
Yeah, we're going to be half, if we can do this, we'll be halfway, over halfway in the drive.
Well, the station won't go away if you support it, but will Donald Trump go away and not come to England? Did you see that story?
I did. You know, the Brits had a debate in the parliament as to whether or not to not allow him in because of his outright racism and anti-Muslim attitudes. And the Brits are furious. And they had a debate. And one of the points that came out in the debate is we really don't want to keep him out because that would be seen as a restriction of freedom of speech, number one. It would make him into a martyr. Right, they were.
Meantime, President Obama says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is waging a White House campaign based on simplistic solutions and scapegoating. He told NBC's Today show that Trump is putting out a message that has had adherence through history. Obama says Trump has been appealing to people's fears and uncertainty about the future, something you've been talking about.
Yeah, no, I've said it 1,000 times. When you start to scapegoat minorities, you know how dangerous that can be. As a Jew, I am. I can tell you that for all of us who have vivid memories of the Holocaust. And I do, because my parents, while they were first-generation Americans, they knew from a horrible experience what can come of all of this when you start playing with this kind of fire. Donald Trump ought to be ashamed of himself for what he has done here.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, but two things in the Iran front, the nuclear deal and the prison swap.
Well, look. Part of diplomacy is what we don't know. You know, there's a lot of backstage stuff going on, and we don't really know about all of it. I do know one thing, that Secretary of State John Kerry has really distinguished himself during this, all of this. And he has engaged in personal diplomacy. He has not been afraid to pick up the phone, and he's not been afraid to say what he thinks and to fight. And let me say this. Had he done that a few years ago, he might have been president of the United States.
Governor Andrew Cuomo and the continuing fight with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Dumb, 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 dumb. I don't get it. I have not gotten it from the very beginning. Cuomo is clearly clearing the battlements. He's going to run for a third term. I have no doubt about it. He wants everybody to like him. He is giving speeches, and he's become a classic liberal from a neoconservative Democrat. And, you know, he's basically got a reputation as a bully. Okay, so everybody's forgiven. Tom DiNapoli, you know, and Eric Schneider, and all guys he had been picking on and everything else. Now, he can't stop picking on de Blasio. People say to me, well, de Blasio is responsible too. I don't think so. I think de Blasio is running the other way. He doesn't want this kind of a fight. I don't think de Blasio is the most popular mayor that New York has ever had, not by a long shot. Nevertheless, anybody who's ever been bullied has some sympathy for this guy.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. The lockbox is open 24/7, WAMC.org.
It is, David.